I am currently a member of the Bell City Council. I have served as a council member and a mayor since my election. I am a member of my local AD for the Democratic Party. My family has run local business in the community for many decades. I currently work with my brothers to run these family businesses. I joined with grassroots leaders and helped found BASTA, Bell Association to Stop the Abuse. Work diligently with BASTA and the other local leaders to organize the community start an historic grassroots campaign to take back the city of Bell from the corrupt politicians that were bankrupting the city. After months of community organizing, I felt compelled to enter the public service as part of this effort, running on a platform of restoring ethical leadership, transparency, and fiscal reform. And I and other BASTA candidates swept to victory in the historic election of 2011. I am the son of Lebanese immigrants. My family moved to southeast Los Angeles County in the early 70s to flee from the human and economic devastation of the Civil War. So I learned at an early age to love and respect democracy. 7 years ago, I also learned the true meaning of democracy. Our local leaders' government was riddled with corruption. The city of Bell was my hometown, and I couldn't sit back and allow the elected officials and city administrators to steal from the taxpayers. So I co-founded the organization called BASTA, or Bell Association to Stop the Abuse, which also means enough is enough in Spanish, which is how we felt. My fellow reformers and I were successful in recalling the corrupt council members and the city administrators. I am running for the state of Senate because I feel the same commitment to accountability and transparency is important for the residents of the 33rd Senate District. Additionally, I believe that my experience in the city of Bell prepares me to be able to arrive to Sacramento ready to engage and on policy issues immediately and successfully. The residents of the 33rd Senate District need someone with a proven record of successfully solving difficult and complex issues. I believe I am that choice. List of notable endorsements: State Senator Ana Caballero, Assemblywoman Susan Tadalmantes Eggman, and Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. I think one of the things that the election of President Trump has taught America is the importance of legislative oversight. I believe in California. We seldom focus on the importance of legislative oversight. When we discuss education, health, environmental, tax policy, and other topics, we must think about the oversight by the state senate, how it can be used to ensure accountability. We must understand that simply enacting laws which mean nothing. All right, that's my turn. Oh, and that is for Ali Saleh.
Thank you very much, Shane. And so now I'd like to call to the podium to give her 2-minute talk, Denise Diaz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here on this chilly Thursday evening, and thank you for being so civically engaged. Yes, I'm Denise Diaz, council member in the city of Southgate, which is the second largest city in our district. So I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a promoter of small business. Why? My parents have been in the business for 32 years. I didn't come from a wealthy family, I come from an immigrant family. I didn't have Saturday morning cartoons or afternoons being active in extracurricular activities. It was Denise having to go work with mom and dad to be able to buy her toys. My parents own traffic schools. My father's a huge promoter of residual income because you never know where the economy comes. So I started off by selling coffee and donuts and soda to our students, to be able to make a means for my parents and also to be able to purchase the toys that I didn't have. And that's where my entrepreneur spirit came up. I graduated during the recession from Cal State Long Beach. I couldn't find a full-time job with benefits. Why I implemented a youth employment program so my future workforce and my future doesn't go with what I went through. I started being very active after finding out that Southgate has 4 Superfund sites, very toxic sites. So I started an environmental awareness group called CHAT, Community Environmental Action Team. We live in a district where we lose 10 years of our lives and nothing's being done about it. The city of Huntington Park is the most overweight, obese city in the entire state because of the food deserts, the lack of green space, unwell-kept up parks. We face the digital divide. Only 30% of households in our district have access to internet. That leads to my youth not being involved in submitting their homework assignments, their parents not being involved in children's education, their siblings not being able to submit job applications. I'm running on education equity. I still have youth in Southgate being taught out of bungalows. I still have communities in my district that have a 40% graduation rate in high school. And nothing is being done. So I'm hungry for change. I'm hungry for equity. I'm driven. I'm motivated. I don't have the means. I wasn't the top person to get all the funding, but I have community. community. In my kickoff, I didn't have labor wearing labor shirts. I didn't have paid canvassers. I had community that believed in me, and I once lent out my hand. I'm a director of a nonprofit that advocates for immigrant rights, and also a small business owner and a council member. So thank you all for being here and being so civically engaged. Thank you. Next, please welcome Tom Cares.
I'm glad to be here and get to speak to all of you. So sure, there's a lot of things I am very excited to work on as a state senator, I hope. And probably can't talk about all of them in 2 minutes, but I'll get to what I can. First thing I want to say or speak about is one unique thing I really want to bring to the legislature, I hope, is a tradition of including all the people who run and don't win elections to be in the state legislature. I'm sure everyone in this room has voted for candidates who have lost. I'm sure everyone in this room has probably voted for candidates who won, but also liked some of the ideas of candidates who have lost. But we're so used to political gamesmanship and competitiveness. Politicians try to deny other politicians' achievements, and I want to be the exact opposite of that. State senators can introduce 40 bills per session. I'm going to take 20 of them and make them available to the other candidates running right now to introduce bills based to some extent on how many votes they get. Everyone will be able to introduce at least one bill, others maybe four. And there's actually no limit on constitutional amendments. Not that I'm going to want to bombard the Senate with a crazy number of constitutional amendments, but those could be up for grabs too. Because I recognize that in this race and other races, candidates bring a wide array of different backgrounds, experiences, and expertise, and I think that would be a really great tradition to start in the legislature. So if you like more than one candidate, if you vote for me, they'll all get to introduce bills. Aside from that, I really want to work on zero tolerance for police brutality. When I was 19 years old, I was beaten by three LA sheriff deputies, so I know that it's a real thing. I know what it feels like, how scary it is, what it's like when you see other deputies you're hoping that will help you, and they're covering it up. I definitely have some plans for that and a lot of other things. I hope you'll check out my campaign. Thank you.
All right, good evening, Democrats. My name is Leticia Vasquez Wilson, and I'm a candidate for the 33rd Senate District. I have extensive experience in public service. I started my work here actually in Long Beach after graduating with my undergraduate degree in criminal justice. Working for the Long Beach Women's Shelter, which is a nonprofit organization that helps basically women that have been victims of domestic violence. I continued my work as a teacher in Linwood Unified School District. I have been teaching for 20 years. I currently teach in the California Community College System. In addition to my work in education, I have served on the Linwood City Council from 2003 to 2007. I'm very proud of the work that we've achieved there. We built and designed 5 new parks. We built a new senior citizen center. We received about $5 million for our small city from the federal government to pave new streets. And we built new shopping centers with the help of our redevelopment agency. And we also built new housing in our community for low and moderate income families. I currently represent almost half of the Senate district on the northern part as a representative for the Central Basin Municipal Water District of Southern California. I actively work on environmental issues there to help ensure that we have a clean and reliable water supply across the region from San Diego to Ventura County. I was recently elected by our very diverse board of directors, a 38-member board of directors, to serve as secretary. I'm the first Latina to be elected into that position. And a large part of the reason why I was selected by my colleagues is because I am a coalition builder. I can sit at the table and work with people with differing opinions, and I believe that that's a skill that's very, very necessary in the state legislature. I was selected as the Democrat of the Year in the 63rd Assembly District. I remember going to my first Democratic Party convention when Al Gore was the president. And I actually voted for Reverend Al Sharpton. I cast my vote for the Reverend Al Sharpton because back then, the Reverend Al Sharpton was talking about how and why we should end the wars. And I think there are a lot of things in Sacramento that are not discussed, that need to be discussed. I am not afraid to be a voice that goes against the grain. I have been as a council member. I have been as a water director. And I actually ask that you cast your vote as a no endorsement because we would like the people to be able to decide who to be their next representative in the state Senate without dealing with an unfair advantage that a candidate might have because of an endorsement. Thank you.
And next, please welcome Anna Maria Quintana.
Hello, everyone. Exciting, right? My name is Anna Maria Quintana. I'm vice mayor for the city of Bell, and I'm running for the 33rd Senate District. The reason why I'm running, quite honestly, is because I think I have the skills and the experience to bring change to the 33rd District. And let me explain how I came about this. When my family settled in the U.S., they bought a house in Cudahy. So I'm a product of the 33rd all around. I lived in, was raised in Cudahy. I went to Bell High School. I was Bell High School's homecoming queen, student body president. Essentially, Bell High School was my little playground. I became a scholarship kid and went on to Yale University and Columbia Law School. And in between, I got a master's in economics because I taught at the University of Navarre. During that time period, I obviously lived in a lot of cities and explored and had basically a time of my life. And I don't see those opportunities that I had growing up in the 33rd anymore. So that's one of the primary reasons why I want to run. The other primary reason why I want to run is that in the last 8 years, I was able to learn a lot about city government I think needs to be applied. So really quickly, I'm also one of the reformers from the city of Bell that ran for office. However, I'm not a career politician. The only reason why I stepped up to run for the city of Bell is because of my background. I do real estate finance, and I'm an attorney, obviously. So I felt that I had the legal skills and the financial experience to help my city get out of the mess that we were in. And again, in the last 8 years, we have succeeded in doing a lot of great things. I'm really proud of where we are. When we started off, just to give you an example, 6 months into taking office, we found out that the city of Bell was in debt by $155 million with our general fund of 13. Now, 8 years later, the city of Bell is in debt by $75 million, still with the $13 million general fund because we haven't succeeded in getting our sales tax base increased, which is part of the reason. I've spent the last 8 years trying to restructure the finances in our cities, and that problem exists all around the 33rd. And I know that because I'm also a municipal attorney. I have a law firm in Long Beach, and we represent a lot of these entities. And I see their budgets, and I see what they do and what they spend. And there has to be restructuring done so that the 33rd district can get their needs met. So that, in a nutshell, I'm running because I have the legal skills, the financial expertise, and the advocacy to bring resources to the 33rd, all of the communities along the corridor.
Now, please welcome Lena Gonzalez.
So good evening, Democrats. I hope you're all doing great today, and thank you so much for your energy and your time and being here tonight. First and foremost, I want to say that I am a former vice president of this club, and so it's been a long time since then. I was on the board when Rex Richardson, myself, and actually Uduak Intook were on the board, and it's so great to see the new influx of diverse people that are here today, and just an evolution of where we've been and where we're at now. So, quite a few things here. I certainly have a proven track record here in Long Beach of progressive values. The very first thing that I did on the City Council was create the citywide project labor agreement. In my district, I've had some of the highest unemployment rates, highest poverty rates, and we needed to make sure that the $500,000 or more of city funding in infrastructure went towards those projects, and we made sure that that happened. Trades now are on those projects, and we're so very excited about that. I fought for hotel workers. My friend Janine Pierce and I walked until 9 o'clock at night for hotel workers to ensure they had the right to collectively bargain, they had the right to regulate workloads, loads, and they had the right to panic buttons because we knew sexual harassment was happening. In addition, I've been a progressive candidate on styrofoam. Environment. We know that we've had horrible Heal the Bay grades here in the city of Long Beach, and we wanted to make sure we took care of that. Banning styrofoam was a big thing for the city and the region. In addition, we were able to create a green business program through that policy. And lastly, I will continue to be a champion in the state Senate, working families, the environment, and good governance, because we know that the whole Senate district needs to be governed by somebody that understands and knows that progress is the number one thing in the state Senate. Lastly, what I'll say is I've told many people this, and I'm a mom. I have 3 kids of my own. So a lot of the work that I do goes into that policy making. An 18, a 12, and a 4-year-old. I don't do this because I want to be a career politician either. I do this because I've had a lot to put on the line. I have a great job, I have kids, and I want to make sure that now I fight for those kids and every one of your kids as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, we have heard from our candidates who are here, and the one who wanted us to have the information read. So we are now going to move into quickly hear from our spokespersons and representatives from the Signal Hill City Council, and then we will have a brief question and answer with our candidates who are here. So first we'll start with Chris Wilson, and representing Chris Wilson is Chris Chavez.